You are listening to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast with host Sean Castrina.
Today's podcast can absolutely change your life and your business because I'm going to give you three things that if you do these three things, it will in fact change everything about your business. Vincent's going, what am I titling this thing? Vincent, we got three things and I think they're game changers. Why is it that 92% of all small businesses, you know, do about $100,000? Think about that. $100,000. I don't know about you, but it's not enough for me. I apologize. I'm trying to find the most politest way of saying it. In other countries, it might be. But in the United States of America, it's hard to live on $100,000. I mean, by the time you pay a third in taxes, you're down to 65. You know, any mortgage is around probably 3,000. You're trying to put money away for kids to go to college. You've got to be great to live the life that you want. You just do. I don't know any other way to say it unless you're, you know, an absolute minimalist and you want the least in everything. And I've never thought that way. I've never wanted the least. I can be content in very little things. Like I have that mindset, but yet I want to make tons and I want to be able to give extravagantly and I love taking amazing trips and I want the best. I want to have the opportunity to have the best. And to do that, you better get out of the mindset of the 92% if you're a business owner. You got to get out of the 92%. And I'm going to give you just three things. If you work on these three things, and that's what makes it so simple. It's just three things. And that's why I think you can. And I think it's going to change everything. The first thing is, and these are real simple words, nothing fancy here. You need to be louder than your competition. Louder. I want to be able to see your company, hear your company, know about your company. You need to absolutely be so visible, so heard, okay, that everybody knows you're out there. And what we do is we have such lazy marketing. We find a couple things that work and we beat that horse until they don't work anymore. And then we sadly hold on to it for two more years. And that's why you got to track your marketing. But how do we become louder? I just want to, you know, in your face marketing. That doesn't mean your messaging is obnoxious, though there are cases where it should be. GoDaddy went with that approach. It was very good. But I want marketing that you're constantly aware of our company. The competition gets like tired of hearing us. Like they're everywhere. Like they feel like they're being invaded. That's being louder than your competition. Hey, that's why we do Super Bowl ads, NCAA, you know, from the round of 16. I'm in Charlottesville, Virginia, and UVA obviously has a good team. So from the round of 16 in, they disappointed me this year, but round of 16 in, we do heavy marketing. Again, Tiger Woods made me a millionaire because golf is the least expensive ad buy for a high-end client. It's amazing. You can buy a golf, you know, ad in, you know, a 250,000 zone area sometimes, you know, like $75 on a Sunday. If you haven't looked at it, TV still is one of the best buys. And then I own, you know, one of the best digital marketing companies, I believe, in the United States of America. I just don't know anybody outside of the United States, so I can't say it's the best in the world yet. I know James wants me to say that, and I think we might be, James. But you got to be louder. You need to make your competition feel like they're being invaded, captured, because everybody sees and hears you. We do it. All our vans are lettered, so professional. Our office is gorgeous. It takes up an entire corner on a busy street. I mean, beautiful blue, just picture it, you know, like a compound. 25-foot, you know, a American flag pole out there. Gorgeous flag, you know, blowing in the wind. Nicely landscaped. Okay, you get in the picture? My guys, they look like the Yankees. They've got every type of you know, uniform, you know, we got hoodies, we got polos, we got t-shirts, we got long sleeve t-shirts. You know, we've got everything. We've got beanies, we've got visors, we've got hats, everything. Why? I want customers to go, man, they're incredible. I felt like I just had a professional team come to my house. And I feel the same way with all the companies that I have. Why? Because I want to be loud. I want our competition to feel like they've been invaded. That's how aggressive and so constant our marketing is. So that's your first thing. You want to be loud. Number two is you better be better. If you're going to be loud, you better be better. We've all met athletes that were loud but probably couldn't back it up. No, if you're going to be loud, you better be better. In high school, I never played a JV sport, which is pretty cool. And the best sport that I did was wrestling, if you've ever listened to this. And I would always talk on Mondays or Tuesdays about whoever I was going to be competing with on Friday or set. Like, if we had a big Friday night match, I would constantly on Monday and Tuesday be like, yeah, I'm wrestling so-and-so. Yeah, I think he's a county champion. He hadn't won, and you know, his record is 16 and whatever. And yeah, and I'm gonna beat his ass with maybe one hand tied behind my back. I'm not sure what hand I'm gonna not use on Friday, but I won't use. Yeah, I was just being funny about it, right? But it made me train so hard to be better, because you got to back it up. You got to back it up. You got to be better. I remember one time walking into a locker room with my youth director. He drove me to a regional match. My mom was getting surgery, and we walked in, and there's this guy like trying to get his arm into his singlet because he was so muscular. And my youth director, and I had a clean mouth, but there's certain words that you just have to say for effect. And he goes, "Who is that?" And I said, "That is the guy," I looked at my watch, "that I am going to be whooping his ass in about 30 minutes. Well, you got to be better. See, I was loud, but I worked hard to be better. And I'm being funny with you, but you know, there's a reason why you know Floyd Mayweather. Why? He talked it and he backed it up. Conor McGregor, Muhammad Ali, okay? You want to be a great company? Be loud and be great. I didn't say be arrogant. Though I like advertising that has a little bit of an edge to it. And number three, be hungrier. I tell my team, we start every Monday as if we don't have a dollar in the bank or one customer. I'm going to say that again, because I think if I shared anything with you, and I've tried to use words that get into your subconscious that are very easy to remember, you know, louder, better, hungrier. Hungrier means I want this more than you. I want this more than you. I want my company to be better than you. I'm consumed by it. I'm hungrier than you. So we start every Monday as if we don't have a dollar in the bank and no customers. That's my Monday mentality. Well, we've got, you know, tons of customers and a great deal in the bank. But that's not the mindset I want. The mindset is I want to be hungrier. What I shared with you is I just think, you know, too many small businesses struggle and they stay what I believe is well below average. You know, constantly struggling, never making it to the next level. And what does it take? I mean, if you listen to the people, let's say, in our space, and I had Ed Mylett last week, and you heard Grant Cardone, and you can listen to Andy Frisell, and we can go all the way down the line. Tell me all three of them aren't louder, better, and hungrier. Am I wrong? Okay, Gary Vee. He's not louder, better, hungrier. No, these are the qualities. These are the qualities of successful business owners. And I encourage you to use these as well, to implement these. If you'd be kind enough to subscribe to the podcast, if you could give it a review, I'd be grateful for that. Most importantly, if you just tell others about it. I want to thank you for listening to it. I have rare openings for coaching. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to, you know, like double your business in like 30 days. That doesn't happen. It's not reality. But if you want sustained growth and you just want someone who can help you answer the big questions that you're having trouble answering, why you're not growing, and you know, why your marketing is failing, why your team is not staffed well, why your competition is so much louder than you. I'm a long-term approach person. You know, it's a 1 to 3 year process, but it's amazing how we'll spend, you know, $50,000 or $60,000 on an employee, but yet we don't have a business coach, someone who looks at everything we're doing and trying to make it better. If you think something like that may fit with you, number one, I wouldn't take your money if I couldn't help you, okay? And if I didn't help you, I'd give you your money back. Really simple problem. Really simple promise. Reach out to Sean at seancastorina.com. Podcast is brought to you by Gig Strategic, the best digital marketing company for businesses under 500 employees. Yeah, there's a sweet spot there. Gig Strategic has a sweet spot with small businesses. They're incredible. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We're going to talk again real soon.